be my friend. Please just sign, and I'll be yours until the end of time. It'll be fine if you don't read between the lines on this paper. Sign your name, and I can be your maker in this game. Do you want fame? Maybe money. Maybe to be funny. Maybe just a break from running far away. All I need is your soul for my selfish bankroll of gold. Clickety-clank, walk the plank, drop your money in my bank. I will thank you through and through for all the things that we can do. 'Cause I'm a giver, not a taker. Actually, I'm just a faker. Do you feel out of place in every face you see? Do you feel in disgrace with everything you try to be? Well, I can help you find your place if you give your hand to me. In a suit with a briefcase full of food, selling apples on the road to all the boys and girls who go against the things they're told in school, where all the fools sit building blocks. I saw you counting down the ticks and talks of the clock on the wall, until the time would come when you could race on down the hall into the light. Spread your wings, made from little lies, soft and white. And the angels all would cry as you would try to fly to heaven on a stairway made of smiles, all the while falling down to the ground. And in that ancient fumble, you were left with just the mumbles of a sound. A story you couldn't share for show and tell, about the time you went to hell. And everyone you knew was standing there with a blank accusatory stare, pointing with their noses and throwing you 1,000 wilted roses for the favors you had shown them in your life. Then dissecting with a knife a movie of the choices you have made, black and white, left and right, and shouting like an angry mob what they think is wrong and right. Do you feel out of place in every face you see? Do you feel in disgrace with everything you try to be? Well, I can help you find your place if you give your hand to me. Did you look for love in a heaven queen? Because her eyes turned down looked so serene, and the halo around her head kept you up at night in bed, wondering what happens to a man when he is dead. Can he save himself by being well fed, being well read, saying blessings on his bread? Or are they silly words going to his head, until the voices calling make him feel like he is falling into choices he must make that will take and break his smile into a frown worn by a clown with a jester's cap for a crown, slumping in his throne and wishing he were young again so he could run away from home. Do you feel out of place in every face you see. Do you feel in disgrace with everything you try to be? Well, I can help you find your place if you give your hand.